the same. It's the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio in the month of Muharram presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam. Allah's peace be upon all of you. Thank you very much for joining us. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this episode, we're going to speak about the new concept of death in the school of Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. I invite you to join us.
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى
كربلاء لا زلت كربا وبلا ما لقي عندك يا آل المصطفى كربلاء كربلاء.
Today, Thursday, is the 20th of Muharram, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Retreat Calendar, corresponding to the 27th of Mordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Retreat Calendar, and the 18th of August, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. This is Holy Quran. This is Chapter Yunus. These are verses 62 to 64.
أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ.
Unquestionably, for the allies of Allah, there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve.
الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ.
Those who believed and were fearing Allah.
لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ لَا تَبْدِيلَ لِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ.
For them are good tidings in the worldly life and in the hereafter. No change is there in the words of Allah. That is what is the great attainment.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The friends of Allah are those whose position requires no boundaries between them and their Lord, and they are not distant from Him. Their hearts are open and unveiled, and they see Him with all their hearts through the light of knowledge, faith, and good deeds, which leaves them with perfect sincerity. It is because of such an acquaintance with Allah that in their views anything else other than Him is insignificant, of little value, and ephemeral. Imam al-Hussein knew he would be killed? We're looking at this question. Regardless what support Imam al-Hussein was to receive, He knew that an eternal stand against the camp of dehumanization was inevitable. The betrayal of Prophet Muhammad, the injustice suffered by Imam Ali and Lady Fatima, the treachery directed toward Imam al-Hussein, and the murder of innocent life culminated in Imam Hussein's movement. Before departing toward Iraq, Imam Hussein wrote the following in his will: "Indeed, I did not live out of self-conceit or vanity, neither to cause corruption nor oppression. Rather, I left in order to seek reform in the nation of my grandfather, Prophet Muhammad, and my father, Imam Ali. I wish to promote virtue and prevent vice. So as for those who accept me in accepting the truth, indeed God is of greater right over the truth. As for those who reject, I will be patient until Allah judges between me and the people who reject with truth, and He, Allah, is the best of judges."
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the concept and phenomenon of death as viewed by Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Now we find that in the Holy Quran, it's indicated that those people who sacrifice their lives in favor of God, in favor of religion, and they become martyred, they shouldn't be regarded as dead people. Rather, they are still alive, I mean, spiritually alive, and they receive the sustenance before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, we find that on the account of some authorities, the case of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Ashura was really very noteworthy. Based on an account related from the fourth infallible Imam Ali ibn al-Hussein Zain al-Abidin salamullah alayhi, on the day of Ashura, I mean, right in the heyday and in the really critical situation of the battles of the day of Ashura in Karbala, I mean, the situation was so dense and, I mean, so critical and so, I mean, dangerous that a great majority of people at the face of such situations, would lose controlling themselves. However, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam wasn't such a person. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was really very confident, and whoever looked at him found out that he was really very delighted and very happy. Well, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam endured the hardships and the heavy burden of the martyrdom of his close and intimate associates and companions. Yet what would be the reasons for his delight on the day of Ashura? The answer is that Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam found out that whatever had been sacrificed on the day of Ashura was all for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted all those sacrifices and doing the utmost in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam found out that it was the very time of feeling delight and feeling pleasure, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pleased with all sorts of sacrifices that were achieved on that day.
on the month of Muharram and the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his family and companions, be with today's special. Every day from IRIB English Radio. People rise up and mourn, it is Ashura. See the struggle of Hussein in the Kabbalah. A life like Ali and a death like Hussein. We'll start this part by this beautiful phrase. The commemoration of Ashura on the 10th of Muharram every year serves to remind us of the sacrifices of the righteous throughout our glorious history. It reconnects us with our spiritual and moral legacy, making us aware of the people, then and now, who bravely stood up for what was right, as well as those who tried to destroy the family of the Prophet and the noble ideals that the family stood for. More than that, it exposes those who watched what was happening, knew what was right, and yet did nothing. How many are there even today who shy away, not only from mentioning the struggle at Karbala, but from the very memory of Hussein? God forbid that we ever become of those who forget.
Assalamu alaykum, ya Abu Abdullah. وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار فلا جعله الله آخر العهد من زيارتك السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام
And the continuation of today's special, Approach of Imam al-Hussein Towards Death. The logic of the Holy Quran and Imam al-Hussein is very different to the medical definition of death. In terms of the medical definition, death is regarded as the absence of life. Like we say, darkness is the absence of light. Depression is the absence of justice. Our Quranic teachings do not refer to death as being absence of life. Death requires creator. Even before life, Allah the Almighty is saying He created death. Therefore, death is the continuation of life and not the end of life. Death takes you from the prison of this temporary life to the eternal life. That is how the Imam, peace be upon him, washed the hearts of his camp from any semblance of dunya, this world. On the night of Ashura, Imam gathered everyone, informing them that the day has come, tomorrow they will all achieve death. They were not sad or stressed. They were happy to be in service of Rasulullah and Lady Fatima, peace be upon them. Sayyid Abbas Razavian.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Peace and salutations upon you, Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I send my condolences for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We were talking about benefiting from Ziyarat Ashura and reciting it and incorporating it in our personal and spiritual lives. We talked about the final position that when someone acts upon Ziyarat Ashura, they reach, and that is Al-Maqam Al-Mahmud. And that is something that we ask Allah to give us in such a time period and other time periods when we recite this Ziyarat. We talked about one of the most important aspects of this position, and that is a person starts developing the faculty of ma'rifa binuraniya, meaning that they start seeing and witnessing things through light. Because the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam are light, they're nur. Before creation, we have many traditions from all sects in Islam, all madhahib in Islam, that they say that the Prophet and Imam Ali were light thousands of years before Adam was created. This is hadith al-nur, the hadith and the tradition of light. And this is not limited only to the followers of the Ahlul Bayt. In other groups of Islam, they believe in this tradition, maybe 50 sources from other schools of thought. So the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam are light, nur.
So we follow this interesting topic, I mean the death in Imam Hussein's view. So I invite you to listen to the next episode of today's special. Until then, fi amanillah.
ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد.